The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, earlier we were chatting about places reopening earlier than expected on June 29th, among them cinemas. This is bound to be good news for cinemas up and down the country. But for the makers of films and television dramas, the pandemic has been particularly challenging. I'm joined now by Andrew Lowe, who is the chair of Audiovisual Ireland and co-founder of Element Pictures. Andrew, you're very welcome to the programme. When it comes to audiovisual, making TV programmes, making films, what has been the biggest challenging element of that from the pandemic? What is the big problem?
Well, I suppose there's a lot of work going on at the moment, Richard, trying to figure out how to recommence production with the new reality we're all experiencing. And protocols are being developed here. It's happening everywhere in the UK and in the US. And they're pretty consistent, what we've seen so far in terms of the protocols that have been issued. And that involves lots of testing, temperature testing, gene testing, potentially quarantining key cast and crew, widespread use of PPE, obviously social distancing. So we're sort of grappling with all of these, different aspects, and trying to figure out how that's going to impact on producing, which is obviously very complicated.
And inevitably, the lead-in time for productions, it takes so long to put together a drama or a movie or whatever it is. So when all of that comes to a shuddering halt, as it has, there's a big gap in the process, isn't there?
There is. So I suppose there's two categories at the moment. There are those productions that were up and running and then had to shut down when the lockdown was announced. And an example of that would be The Last Duel, which was a Disney film shooting here in Ireland in Ardmore Studios, which famously Matt Damon was part of the cast of. So there's also Foundation, which was shooting down in Troy Studios in Limerick for Apple. So with those productions, their agenda is really just to try and close out and finish what they started. And they have the advantage over new productions of having existing insurance policies. And not to get too wonky into detail here, the biggest impediment now to us going back to work in Ireland is lack of insurance.
So insurers just won't cover.
Yeah. So the film and television drama insurance market is quite a specialised one globally, and it's unfortunately seized up. So because so many productions came to a halt with huge knock-on costs, there are hundreds of claims being processed by insurers, and they've announced they're not open for any new business at the moment.
What's happening in other countries with that? So, because insurance, a lot of them are global players.
Yeah, they are. So France, for example, the French government has announced a fund for the French film and television industry, where they will effectively step in and become the insurer of last resort. There's a similar proposal going through Congress in the US at the moment. The UK, the government there is looking at a proposal, and an announcement is expected in the coming weeks. So it's a problem each country is having to grapple with.
And do you think something like that will be necessary here if we're going to get back to production?
To be honest, I think it's essential. So I know, so I chair the Audiovisual Federation at IBEC, and at an IBEC level, we've made representations to government. I know Screen Ireland have been talking to the Department of Culture on this issue. But we're going to have to progress and resolve this problem before anyone goes back to work realistically.
And is that something that needs to be resolved quickly, insofar as some of these shoots or programs films could go somewhere else?
That's one potential outcome. I mean, I think if there are insurance solutions available in other countries and not available here, well, then that's definitely a reason not to come to Ireland, or for Irish production to consider going elsewhere. Yeah.
Now, of course, Element Pictures, you've had such incredible success, Andrew, with Normal People. When you had completed it, did you have a sense that, I'm sure you felt it was good, did you have a sense that it was going to take off the way it did?
I mean, I think we had a sense it was very good, and you know, we're privileged to work with Lenny Abramson, who's such a talented filmmaker, and we were delighted to team with Sally Rooney, who not only optioned us the book but also agreed to adapt it to for the screen, and did such a wonderful job working with Al Spurch and another writer. So we are, you know, we knew going in, we had something very special, and then Paul and Daisy gave such wonderful performances. We were very confident about the show. I suppose what we hadn't anticipated is just quite what a zeitgeist moment it would become, and how it was like a lit fuse traveling around the world. It wasn't just here. It was huge in the UK and in the US, and it continues to be. It's been rolled out in a bunch of European territories July. And
the figures there on RTE, I think it was about 4 million downloads. It set new records in the UK. As of early or to mid-May, it was 23 million downloads or download requests and 16.2 million requests for the whole series. So do you now have such a hot commodity that you can now go and sell around Europe and around the world?
Yeah, I mean, we had it's quite a long process, sales process. So that had we had presented the show back last October, actually, at MIPCOM in Cannes and to a bunch of international buyers. And how that process works is they express interest, they track it, they want to see more, they stay in touch, if you like, but they don't actually commit until they see how the show is doing. So the fact that it's been so successful here and in the UK and the US has really propelled sales interest. So we have signed a bunch of international deals. So most countries in Europe are now sold, including Scandinavia, France, Spain, Germany, Italy, Latin America, Japan. We've a deal offer in the other day for China, which is very unusual, very hard market to sell into. But we've had really good interest from that market. So it's done extremely well internationally, and it's great to see. And there's a lot of excitement in those territories to get going with the show and broadcast it.
And of course, it was compulsive viewing for so many people in Ireland. But with a lot of the sex scenes in it, which generated a bit of controversy, it might have been difficult viewing for families who have teenagers. Did you encounter anything like that in your household? No,
I have a 16-year-old who watched the first episode with us and chose not to watch any of the rest of it with us. Let me put it that way. So yeah, we've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence suggest that was a fairly common experience. But also, you know, I got a text from a friend recently who said his 84-year-old mother watched it and loved it and took so much from it. So I think it's been intergenerational, the response to the show.
Now, you can't do Normal People too, but no. You do have plans for an adaptation of another Sally Rooney book.
We do. We're very pleased to be adapting Conversations with Friends in the same format. So it'll be 12 half-hour episodes. We're in talks at the moment to finalise the financing on it, but it has been formally greenlit by the BBC, and we expect to bring all our other partners back on board, but we're not there just yet. And the intention is to try and shoot it later on this year in the autumn.
All going well. And just on the cinema point we began with, you guys have The Lighthouse and the Paulus Cinema in Galway.
Yeah, Paulus in Galway and The Lighthouse in Dublin, yeah.
And they will reopen, is that the 29th of June, or were you caught off guard?
Well, I wouldn't say we're caught off guard. We anticipated that might happen, but we're planning to reopen on the 20th of July. That was the date that the industry was given previously. There are a lot of issues still to be worked through before we're happy to reopen. Our number one concern is safety of our staff and our customers. So obviously this latest announcement, we'll look at that carefully, but we will need to make sure that we've everything lined up and ready to go before we make that decision.
Everything ready to go. Andrew Lowe, Chair of Audiovisual Ireland and co-founder of Element Pictures, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.